I think it is recognized. And I think, you know, one of the things the Defense Department does very well is make it very clear that we've got zero tolerance for discrimination of any kind based on race, sex, politics, religion, etc. And so that's the standard, right? And so to that end, I've made that very clear to my own people that in the light of a hyper-politicized environment that I've seen since taking command, and I'm no longer in command, I will not tolerate any discrimination of any kind based on politics, for example. And so let me give you one example of what I saw in the past 10 months when I was in command of a unit. There were videos being sent out to every base service member that we were asked to watch in preparation for our extremism down days and discussions on race, in which we were taught that the country was evil, that it was founded in 1619 and not 1776, and that whites are inherently evil. And so I speak up against those things in my book.
I would think in the military that you talk about a brotherhood and a bond that really is kind of unimaginable in real life because you all have each other's back on the battlefield. Thank you for updating us. Appreciate it.